Well, now what we called them, I don't know. I know if you're wrong. I just tell you what I knew.
What,
we called them.
What do you call a male hog?
Yeah, we call them a bull.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what we call a hog, male hog, a bull.
Okay. And if you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
I'm going to trim him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what would he be?
He'd be a bar then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a different name depending on whether they're trimmed when they're little or whether you wait until they're an old boar and trim them?
Well, no, I think the best time is you trim when they're little. And wait till you get large, because you need to get large and trim your love losing, your love die. You trim while they, best time to trim them is while they're in the bed, when they're little, just you find them, and then they trim right then, they'll never know. You see, that's the best time.
Would you use that same word, trim, if you were going to do that to a horse?
That's right, trim a horse.
What about a calf?
Trim a calf.
Mm-hmm. Say, what about a tomcat?
The same thing. All that is trim.
Okay. And the female hog is called a
sow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what if she's never had pigs?
I just call her a gill or something like that, and have that pig, because speaking, I got a, if people say I got a gill, I'm going to have a pig as well, and then she have a pig to go outside, then.
Okay.
That's right.
And you know those stiff hairs that a hog has on its back? You call those?
Ears?
Yeah, those, do you need to get that from?
Oh, I wouldn't think it's this stuff. Give me.
Those stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Well, on his back, well, I ain't used to them kind of hog. I don't know much about them. Yeah, I seen them hog like that. What the hell on his back like that?
Yeah, you know, stiff. When they get angry, the hog.
Oh, yeah, it's bristle. You know, that's right. I see what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah,
they bristle when you get angry, or they bristle up. Bristle that up hard, and they let them know you're mad. They're mad, you know, then.
Yeah.
You look out, if they can fight you.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say that the calf began to...
The calf, you said when the calf being weaned.
Uh-huh. What noise does it make?
I don't know. I guess I knew that. I might do, but I just don't know how to explain it.
What do you call the noise that a cow makes at feeding time?
I don't think I knew that.
Talking about a calf, would you say ball or blade or cry or bellow?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, a calf bleeding for something to eat.
Okay.
Like that.
What noise does a calf make when it's being weaned?
Well, he'll bleed. Okay. Calf will bleed when it's being weaned.
What about the cow when she's hungry?
Now she'll, what do they call it? I don't know what you call it, bleeding or... humming or mumming or something, I don't know what they call it. Anyhow, she'll low, cow will low when she humming, let you know she hungry and wants something to eat.
What about the louder noise that she makes when her calf's taken away from her?
Well, she makes I don't know what you call that, but I know about that, or I don't know what you call it, but she makes a louder noise when you're taking the calf, when she lonesome, you know, she just...
Mm-hmm.